sound and country vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting.
Volume 9, eh, Tessa? Volume 9.
Already.
And I'm able to actually have a little quick insertion because Camo is unable to join us for Volume 9. He's doing exceptionally wonderful stuff in Nashville.
Yes.
So
Busy.
Nashville Access will be coming through in a variety of ways. But this is the 9th edition of Sound and Country Vision, your very own Sound and Country Vision, with, of course, Tessa Snart in the chair, on the horse, whatever particular image you'd like to have of us in the studio. Feel free to write in, really, to Sound and Country Vision's
yes.
Facebook page. You know, where do you think Tessa's actually presenting the show from this month? Is she rising?
Oh, well, that's good.
Well,
I like that.
It is a kind of mini special, we think.
We do.
We think, because Chantel McAteer, Chris Logan from the band The Rising may be joining us through this programme.
Yeah, later on in the programme, so we look forward to that.
You've had the privilege of seeing The Rising in concert.
I have. And I have to say, they were very, very good. They were on tour earlier this year with Dawson Rains. New sound, really, really good together. I believe Chantel is new to the group, so it's all up and coming and fresh. And they've just got a really good sound. A lot of musical influences in there, but I'm sure we'll find out more about them later.
And on the basis of having passed the Tessa Snart audition, that's one of the reasons we're featuring not one, but two particular Rising pieces of music. And for the benefit of people who may not have actually encountered the Rising before, what are we about to listen to, Tess?
We are about to listen to Calling You. I believe this was a song released in 2015, so it's an older one, but I think this will just get us started with their sound.
And we'll be calling the Rising
yes.
sometime during the programme. We've also got a number of other key things coming up on the programme, in case the listener is thinking, are they just going to be focusing on the Rising? No.
No.
What else have we got on the programme, Tessa?
We've got a couple of things. We're going to be talking about Chris Stapleton, Shania Twain as well, because she seems to be making a comeback, and the drama series Nashville, which is back over here in the UK. So we've got all that to look forward to as well.
And music from Jess and the Bandits, Dawson Rains.
Yes.
And Johnny Cash and possibly even Loretta Lynn.
Yes, yeah, some traditional country we thought we'd go, because Loretta Lynn's been in the news just recently, so I thought we should feature some of her. And I think the track we are featuring, hopefully, it's one of my favourites. So.
We're now into the month of May 2017, which means Chris Stapleton's got a new album that he's released to the world.
He has. It's called From a Room, Volume 1, and he's actually releasing Volume 2 later on in 2017. So we've got a track to play for you.
Is he referring to any particular saintly character here when he actually has a title?
I'm not sure. That's something we'd have to find out, I think. It's quite a strange name for the album. Just
maybe
From a Room. So
exactly, From a Room. And what we're about to listen to is Fallen Broken Halos. Fallen Angels.
Fallen Angels.
The rehearsal always works, Tessa.
Oh, dear.
Say my share of broken halos. Folding wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go. Broken halos that used to shine. Hey.
Yeah, well, it would be. You're listening to Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, and already we're approaching country or not country, courtesy of Shania Twain.
Shania Twain.
Two versions of the same tune. We may not play the complete versions of both, but we do have a country version and a pop version of what we're about to actually listen to in terms of Dear Old Shania. Actually, she's not that old, really.
No, she's not, actually. She's still quite young in the country scene.
It's interesting. When Camo isn't with us, how we can sneak in artists like Kacey Musgraves,
yes,
who launched the programme with, Shania Twain, who, again, you know, Camo, not necessarily into the sort of real country roots.
Yeah, not the biggest fan. But I suppose Kacey's a different sound. I know she's Texas-born, but then that puts her in the same category as Willie Nelson, and I know they've performed together, and I think Camo likes Willie Nelson, but
does he? I'm not sure whether he's a Willie Nelson fan.
Is he not a Willie Nelson? Oh,
yeah. Maybe it's
the
Willie Nelson
thing.
As opposed.
I don't know.
It could well be. We won't speculate. He can speak for himself if he ever returns. It'd be Volume 10, Camo, if you're listening. If you can. No, Natural Access obviously doing wonderful things,
yes,
there. And we do miss it, even allowing for the fact that the series of Nashville starts with Season 5 in the United Kingdom. It's already started.
It has. It's already started. It will be the third episode this Friday. Mm. I know there's a big, well, I don't want to spoil it for listeners,
exactly.
So I'm not going to. I already know,
just,
but I know there's
going to
be something happening in it. But
let's go to Shania Twain and the country version of Party for Two.
Yes.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah?
I'm having a party. Want to come?
Nah, I don't think so, baby.
Oh, come on. It's going to be lots of fun. Just any kind of party.
No, I think I'll stay at home.
Oh no, it's gonna be really, really hot.
Starting to sound good.
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Maybe, maybe I should.
There'll be lots of one-on-one.
It's a good beat.
Inviting nobody.
Very exciting. Now, you may well wonder how can Shania Twain have a party for two when the shameless popular hussy that she actually is, she does the other version, which goes...
Hey, Mark.
Yeah?
I'm having a party. Wanna come?
Nah.
And suddenly it's the pop version. Where's she going?
It's gonna be lots of fun.
Yeah?
I don't know, Tess. I mean, clearly it was very much for Camo to actually decide, but for the benefit of our listener, you've got the country version.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah?
I'm having a party. Wanna come?
And then, of course...
I don't think so, baby.
Yeah, you got this one.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah?
I'm having a party. Wanna come?
See, is it Billy? Is it Mark? She's just got no shame.
I know.
No shame whatsoever.
Who are these people?
Country, exactly. Party for two. Sorry, if Shania continues on this rate, she'll have party for three, four, five and six.
Well, it obviously depends what party she's going to or throwing. She'll invite one or the other, depending on the theme.
Well, maybe the best place to have a party is the Ponderosa Ranch.
Perhaps.
Where we can actually join Johnny Cash with his little tribute to the Cartwright family in the next little tune we're about to listen to.
Yes.
Which you heard for the first time, I believe, on the Midweek Drive.
Was it last week that we listened? The week before?
Very, very strange the way time goes. Would you like to introduce it, Tessa?
It is. It's called Bonanza.
The claim we hold is as good as gold, Bonanza. Hand in hand we built this land, the Ponderosa Ranch. Our birthright is this Cartwright Bonanza. We here belong and standing strong. Wrong ain't got a chance. Day by day, worker play, ready side by side. Hello friend, come on in, the gate is open wide. Bound to be a fighting free Bonanza. Singing pines are boundary lines for the Ponderosa Ranch. Side by side, hello friend, come on in, gate is open wide, bound to be a fighting free Bonanza, singing pines and boundary lines for the Ponderosa Ranch.
And there they go. So where are we now, Tessa? Chris Stapleton has been signed and sealed.
Yes.
Shania Twain has been covered. Casey Musgrave, The Rising might be joining us. We say might. We haven't forgotten. They'll be coming through this.
They should be.
But we had some Shania Twain news, I believe.
We did, yes. That song we actually just listened to, Party for Two, she has just recently performed at Stagecoach Country Festival. And she actually performed the song with Nick Jonas. So there's another name there to go with the song. And she also sang another song called Any Man of Mine with Kelsey Ballerini. So she's getting out and about. I know she's been performing in Las Vegas as well. And she's releasing a new album at some point. And the announcements come after 15 years. So we'll be hearing a lot more from her.
She's been getting ill into shape and all manner of other sort of bits and pieces there. Is she still working with Jeff Mutlang as a producer, or are they no longer an item?
I'm not sure. That's something I'll actually have to find out. It'd be nice if she was, but you never know. You never know with the stars.
What she might well have been saying at the Stagecoach Country Festival is something that Dawson Rains will be singing about. Isn't that right?
That is true.
And what might they be saying?
The night ain't even over yet.
Picked him up just off the side of the road. Girl, I'm coming in hot. You pick the spot anywhere you want to go. We got a clear sky above. One hell of a time waiting on us. Let's take it slow. No need to rush, you ready. I'll kick your feet up lazy. Hang them out the window, baby. Just you and me flying. Down the gravel road, radio diving. I'm getting midnight crazy. What you say now, baby? Love on the edge like this. Already falling in. I swear we thought we'd get. And the night ain't even over yet. Up ahead, if we keep on, we're bound to find. A drive in, a take out, a little scenic route beneath the pine. And we may just have to part, but still a few moments in the dark. Say now, maybe we love on the edge like this. Already falling in. That's where we thought we'd get. And the night ain't even over yet. If you get that feeling and the feeling's getting stronger, hang them out the window, baby. Just you and me flying. Down a gravel road, radio dialing. We're getting midnight crazy. What you say now, maybe? We love on the edge like this. Already falling in. That's where we thought we'd get. And the night ain't even over. No, the night ain't even over yet.
The Midweek Drive on Siren FM 107.3.
Are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is who we are.
Coffee House Hermits from Lincoln, England. We're all travellers in space and time.
With strange characters.
And it's the one with the nose.
I absolutely love her.
And surprises galore.
A free concert. Think of it as being sung to by Elvis Presley.
Unusual discussion topics.
Why would you want to give every child a water pistol? It was a bit like choosing between kittens and babies.
That will make your ribs soar.
You have really done your homework.
That's what we call show business.
Join the Midweek Drive team every Wednesday from 5 till 7 on Siren FM 107.3.
One day they'll get it right. Tessa,
yes.
We already featured some marvellous Johnny Cash and we've got another country legend that's lined up at present. Explain.
OK, so we've got Loretta Lynn with Coal Miner's Daughter, and this is one of my personal favourites. My mum actually introduced this song to me when I was young, and it's one I actually sing with her at home. If she's rehearsing, I will just sing along with her. But Loretta Lynn has actually made a recent appearance on CBS This Morning with Nikki Lane, and they did a duet together. They did a song called Don't Come Home A-Drinking. But obviously I've picked Coal Miner's Daughter because it is a favourite, and I think all the Sound and Country listeners will enjoy it too.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines, all day long in the field hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light, and everything would start all over come break of morn. Daddy loved and raised their kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed to complain there was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear, but in the wintertime, we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money made from selling a hog, Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere.
You're listening to Sound and Country Vision with Tessa Snart on Siren FM.
OK, then. So the next track we're going to play is Keep It To Yourself by Kacey Musgraves. We're featuring her again because she's another one of my favourites. And I think she's got quite an old sound for young shoulders. Keep It To Yourself.
Turn it back on.
off. Cause sleeping alone, yeah, it ain't what you thought. It's the drip of the sink, it's the click of the clock. And you're wondering if I'm sleeping. You heard from your friends that I'm doing okay. And you're thinking that maybe you made a mistake. And you want me to know, but I don't wanna know how you're feeling. Keep it to yourself.
Get your microphone up now, Tessa. I don't know. I blame the producer.
I was too eager. That's
exactly,
the thing.
Clearly.
Okay. Going back to Nashville, Charles Easton, who plays Deacon in the drama series, is actually set to host the CMTs in June. So that should be interesting. I know I'll be watching. And Miranda Lambert and Luke Bryan are set to perform there as well. But new artists will be announced nearer the time.
Who knows, maybe by June, Camo might have finished his meeting and be able to join us again.
Maybe, hope so.
Never can
He's
tell.
A busy man, though.
We had Cartwrights earlier in the production with Johnny Cash's theme to Bonanza. We've got Cartwheels now.
We've got Cartwheels, yes, by Ward Thomas. They're actually performing here at the Engine Sheds on the 25th of May. I've bought my ticket. I'm going to see them.
Here, so, of course, being Lincoln. For people
here,
who might be listening
here
to
in Lincoln, yes.
So, and that's Lincoln, England, not Nebraska.
Not Nebraska, no.
New Mexico.
It's very easily mistaken.
Very
you
easy.
Can type it into Google and it will actually come up Nebraska instead of England. So,
and if you're feeling particularly energetic, perhaps you'd like to really encapsulate the spirit of this story and actually do some cartwheels across the studio.
Yes.
Let's go.
I'm beside you at the mirror high. Do I look familiar? Would you believe that we were happy once? True, like an answered prayer, you were mine and we were in. Now a fight to find what's left of us. I give, I give, I give, you never take. I bend, I bend, I bend so we won't break. I've been doing cartwheels and we it fade away? And a shame that I can keep you on this plane, that you don't even want this love enough to make you wanna stay. I give, I give, I give, you never take it. I still believe we'll make it. So I've been doing cartwheels, anything to save us, anything to make you notice me. I've been running circles, always getting nowhere, putting on a show, but you won't see. I've been doing
cartwheels, but nevertheless, cartwheels.
Cartwheels, yes.
Jess and the Bandits have a connection with the band we will hopefully be speaking to in a matter of moments. It's a countdown, isn't it? A countdown
it
to
is.
The Rising. Are they going to be on? Are they not going to be on?
Tension.
Yeah, very, very exciting. But Jess and the Bandits were on earlier. In fact, their album will probably be completed, really.
I think so, definitely.
It's time Jess returned us on the programme.
Yeah. The Rising have toured with Jess and the Bandits, I believe. I think that was back in 2015. We will speak to them about that. So we thought we must have a bit of Jess and the Bandits back on the show, because we did speak to, we've had them on the show, haven't we? Interviewed them.
And they did very well.
They did very well.
They weren't rude or anything. They were very polite.
Positive. Very good. Like Jess and the Bandits.
How can people get in touch with Sound and Country Vision on the web?
Well, you can visit us on our Twitter page at Sound and Country Vision, or through our Facebook page, just search Sound and Country Vision.
Time for Jess and the Bandits and
Kiss Me Now.
Oh, you're reaching for a reason to hold back what you're feeling. I know you want to make a move, but you think too much. So there's no misunderstanding where your lips should be landing. Watch me make it easy for the both of us. I'm gonna kiss you now like you've never been kissed. Wrap your arms around my hips. I want to make your heart race while the world slows. Spoken of these paralyzed emotions, I think you thought we ought to not complicate it. But I welcome complications, so I'll start the conversation. Yeah, I bet you never thought you'd hear me say this. I'm gonna kiss you now like you've never been kissed. Wrap your arms around my hips. I wanna make your heart race while the world slows down. Kiss you now.
kiss you now. You never been kissed. Wrap your arms around my hips. Gonna make your heart race while the world slows down.
I'm gonna kiss you now. You never been kissed.
Tessa.
Yes.
Who can we welcome to the programme now?
We have got two members of The Rising. We've got Chris and Chantel.
Yay!
Hello. Oh,
wonderful. Chris Logan and Chantel McAtee are there.
Yes.
So, Tessa, you were so blown away and impressed with The Rising when
I
you
was.
Saw them live with
yes.
Dawson Raines. You said they need to be on the show.
They do, definitely. And yep. here they are. They're here on
Thanks
the show.
Thank the Lord they're here. We've already heard one. Well, we've already heard one of their pieces of music earlier in the production.
We have
a bit of a music bed as it's coming through. We're going to hear their next one coming up shortly. But over to you, Tessa.
Okay, you're then. Ready. How are you guys?
Good.
That's good. So for all our sound and country listeners out there, tell us how the band came about. Who was the member that had the idea?
Well, that would be myself. It was the end of one band and the start of another,
okay.
basically. You know, we were trying to fit a certain scene with the previous band. You know, it was very sort of rock-based at the time in Ireland, so we were trying to fit that scene. But, you know, we were all listening to country music, and especially myself, I was listening to country music. I was brought up on it. So it just didn't feel right, so we just felt the time was right. We needed to change what we were doing, and that's basically how The Rising started.
Okay. Okay, so Chantel, you actually joined the band later on, is that right?
Yeah, I joined about 2 years ago, if I'm right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I joined 2 years ago when they did the old thing.
How did that come about? How did you meet?
Well, I met Chris at a singer-songwriter night. I was up on stage performing various of my own songs, and he'd come down from a green room because he was performing it the same night, and he'd listened and he was like, your stuff is amazing, and we got talking and writing, so that's why I came in.
That's brilliant. Okay, so I've done a bit of research and I hope it's right, but you've not always been known as The Rising. Before this you were called Exit. What was the reason behind the name change, and why The Rising?
Yeah, well, as I'm saying, you know, we were trying to play a certain type of music that none of us were really into. I wasn't into it. You know, I was writing a large majority of the songs at the time. And, you know, I would write in a country sort of method. And then you'd try and rock the songs up to fit. You know, because we were getting reviews in likes of Kerrang! Magazine and stuff like that, which is very, you know, hardcore sort of magazines. And, you know, you start with a basic country song, and then you would try, right, how can we rock this up? How can we make it sound heavy? And you just land to yourself. So we thought, right, okay, what we need to do is we need to change everything we're doing. So we changed the name completely. We named the band after an album that we were all listening to at the time, which was Bruce Springsteen album called The Rising. And it sort of reflected roughly the sound that we were going to and the style of songwriting that we were interested in at the time.
Okay, then. So you've mentioned a couple of influences there. Chris, obviously, you're a country fan. You've got Bruce Springsteen. Who were your musical influences growing up?
My dad was a singer, so he was always playing records in the house. You know, Johnny Cash, Marty Robbins, Merle Haggard, all that kind of stuff. Then I got introduced. I was a fanatical Queen fan, still am. And then I sort of got into all that type of stuff, the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, brilliant.
I was more brought up on the more modern side of music, which Chris doesn't really associate himself with a lot. But I liked Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson growing up, and
I
ranged into Demi Lovato and all them kind of singers, those inspirational women.
I think you can definitely tell as well. Demi Lovato, I'm a fan of hers. And yeah, now you've said it, listening to you, you can tell some of your influences. So that's really, really great. I think now we're going to play one of your tunes. Last First Love, I heard you sing it when I saw you in Nottingham. It's personally one of my favourites out of the ones you performed. So here it is. Let's listen to it.
It made no sense how it could happen so easily. If it did exist, why didn't it happen to me? I never expected my sand to be met by your sea. And I want you to be my last first love. I can't imagine a day without you in my life. First love. Yeah, you're my last first love. And I don't know why I can't find the words to tell our story. Every time I try, it tends to take my breath away. Now we've got it all. I guess it finally happened to me. But I stay silent when you say those magic words. I want you to be my last first love. I can't imagine a day without you in my life. Be my last first love. All these moments under the stars above. You're the first one and the last one. Baby, you're all that I need. Baby, be mine. Be mine. Uh-oh. Baby, you're my last first love.
Okay, that was Last First Love by The Rising. And they are here with us at the moment. Hello.
Hello.
Okay then, so we're going to have a bit of fun now. So other than writing and performing, do you both have any other hidden talents or hobbies that people don't know about?
Quite a good one.
Yeah, I've got the jointed fingers. So, I can
so weird.
Get the fingers right.
Okay.
It helps with dark then.
I can do the worm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you considered doing that, like, while performing?
I think
that'd be a bit of a challenge. Okay then. So, you released a debut album called Coming Home in 2014, if that is right. And your debut song on the album called Still Coming Home to You was picked up by BBC Radio with compliments from the likes of Graham Norton and Steve Wright, is that right?
Yeah, it was, you know, number one. Yeah. I didn't happen to hear it. It was actually a friend of mine heard it. He said, you've been playing on Graham Norton's show, and I thought he was too quaint at the time. So I tuned in and heard it. It was unreal. Just to hear him say your name, really, was just unreal.
Yeah.
So, and it was also a validation, you know, because we changed the name of things and changed the band, it was also a validation that what we were doing was the right way forward.
Definitely, it was definitely a sign. I mean, it's quite impressive, especially of somebody at that level of showbiz as well, of connected with your music, which is brilliant. So in 2016, you then released Last First Love, which is we've just heard on the radio, and it's one of my personal favourites. Now, you both wrote that together, didn't you?
Yeah, we... the story behind it, actually, is pretty fun. We were sitting with two of our very close friends at this restaurant, and I had just asked them, because, like, they'd been together from, like, they were 13, and they were now ranging about 20, 28, and then we're married and everything. And I was like, how have you stayed together, like, so long?
Aww.
And they were just like, he's my first love and my last love. And I went, oh, my God, Last First Love, Red is gone on a napkin. And it spawned from there, got home straight away and was like, right, let's get this done.
Oh, that's a good story. I like that. Now, I'm going to do some name checks now. I don't know whether it's right, but you've had names work on that song, like Mills Logan, is that right? And Pete Mayer?
Yep. Yeah, they're all Nashville-based guys, yep.
That is pretty impressive. How did that come about? How did you meet them?
Well, basically, it started off, you know, you look at, whenever you're making music, you look at albums that you're interested in and you find out who made them, so you can try and replicate that sound or whatever. So basically, we just looked at albums that we liked.
Chris looked at Taylor Swift's album.
There's no shame there.
Basically, his name kept popping up in her albums, and, you know, we thought, well, we're kind of similar in a way, so might not reach out to him and see if he'd be interested in doing stuff. So that's what we've done, forwarded a few emails off, and he came back, said he'd be interested, and that's how it happened.
Wow, that's really, really good. And really, so far, you've actually had a very successful journey, and you've toured with Jess and the Bandits, who we've actually had on the show. How was that?
Yeah, Jess tour was great. You know, it was our first sort of major UK tour at the time, and it was just they were nice people, and it was overall just a nice time we had. You know, 300 people plus each venue, so. It was great to get introduced to that fan base.
Yeah, definitely. And and you've performed at Country to Country as well, haven't you? 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Country to Country is such an amazing opportunity for any up and coming band, as well as any big bands, because especially over in Britain, like, they're trying to introduce more the rocky country instead of all what they've classed us as traditional. Country, so that's such a big opportunity, and playing to people, especially on the main stage, where it's like, wow.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you've also just finished your UK tour over here with Dawson Rains, and you're now working on your new album called Moving On. You've teamed up with Pledge Music for this. Could you tell us a little bit about that and how people can get involved?
Yeah, well, basically, we're in an independent band, so being in an independent band is inherently expensive, and there's a lot of costs that go along with it. And making an album is very expensive. So we thought that, you know, why not ask fans to pre-order and help us out, you know, put up the initial cash that it would cost to make said album. So that was the thought process behind it.
Yeah, we put little different things on the shelf for the fans to buy, like dinner. And with dinner with them, we can go on shopping sprees. There's artwork. There's everything. We're trying to make our fans happy as well as trying to get the money. But everything will hopefully play out.
Okay then. So where can people go to find your music to learn more about The Rising? Where's all your networks?
Well, the central point would be our website, and that is therisingmusic.com. Also, our Twitter is very popular, and that's just The Rising Music.
Instagram is also a very, very good base for us as well, especially reaching towards a more modern technological market. So that's just The Rising Music as well. And the Facebook is The Rising Official page.
Okay, we're going to play another song from you. We played it on earlier on in the show. This is Calling You. But I can't forget what I did to you. I made you cry.
Out to you. Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting. And quite frankly, it's about time someone did that.